At 6 o'clock in the morning, I got another shot, which seemed to have some effect. As I learned later, this shot was not Demerol. I was even able to eat a little toast and drink some coffee. When my wife came to see me later in the day, she told me that they were using a new treatment in my case. When I was up and walking around, a psychiatrist came to interview me. He was very tall. He had long legs and a heavy body shaped like a pear with a narrow end up. He smiled when he talked, and his voice was whiny. He was not effeminate. He simply had none of whatever it is that makes a man a man. This was Dr. Fredericks, head psychiatrist of the hospital. Yes, the question they all ask. Why do you feel that you need narcotics, Mr. Lee? When you hear this question, you can be sure that the man who asks it knows nothing about junk. I needed to get out of bed in the morning, to shave and eat breakfast. I mean, psychically. I shrugged. Might as well give him his diagnosis so he will go. It's a good kick. Junk is not a good kick. The point of junk to a user is that it forms the habit. No one knows what junk is until he is junk sick. The doctor nodded. Psychopathic personality. He stood up. Suddenly he moved his face into a smile that was obviously intended to be understanding and to dissolve my reticence. The smile took over and ended up an insane leer. He leaned forward and brought his smile close to my face. "Is your sex life satisfactory?" he asked. "Do you and your wife have satisfactory relations?" "Oh, yes," I said, "when I'm not on the junk." He straightened up. He did not like my answer at all. "Well, I'll see you again." He brushed and lunged awkwardly for the door. He told my wife I had a very bad prognosis. I was feeling the shots less all the time, and after 8 days, I began to pass them up. When I had passed the shots for 24 hours, I decided it was time to leave. It was 5 o'clock in the afternoon when we left the hospital and took a cab to Canal Street. I went into a bar and drank 4 whiskey sodas and got a good lush kick. I was cured. As I walked across the porch of my house and opened the door, I had the feel of returning after a long absence. I was coming back to the point in time I left a year ago when I took that first joy bang with Pat. Pat came around as soon as he heard I was out. Did I want to pick up? Just one wouldn't hurt any. He could get a good price on 10 or more. I said no. You don't need willpower to say no to junk when you are off. You don't want it. Besides, I was charged in state, and state junk wraps pile up like any other felony. A few days later, I stopped by my lawyer's office to talk about the case and to ask whether I could leave the state. "You're hot as a firecracker in this town," Ty told me. "I have permission from the judge for you to leave the state, so you can go any time you like." "I might want to take a trip to Mexico," I said. "Would that be okay?" "So long as you're back here when your case comes up, there are no restrictions on you. One client of mine went to Venezuela. So far as I know, he's still there. He didn't come back."